From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Many American tourists will be in Beijing this summer for the Olympic Games, and a reverse migration also is in the works. The U.S. government is loosening decades-old travel restrictions on the Chinese, and Chinese tourists flush with cash could help boost the economy here. At least that's what California officials hope. KQED's Rob Schmitz reports.
For years, Vincent Bao, owner of Bravo Travel, has brought Chinese tourists to the U.S. It hasn't been easy. He has to help his Chinese clients convince skeptical U.S. visa officers that their vacation to the U.S. won't be a permanent one.
First, they want to find that the applicant has a good job. Number two, the person has a certain kind of personal property, like a house, like a car. Number three, they were asking the applicant to have a family picture, showing you have a lovely wife.
After all this, you then might have to part with your lovely money. Many agencies ask tourists to slap down a cash deposit of around $25,000 to further ensure they'll return home. That's 25 times the average annual urban income in China. Not surprisingly, the Chinese have decided to travel elsewhere. According to China's National Tourism Administration, around 17 million of China's new middle class brought their tourist money to Europe in 2006. Only 300,000 Chinese bothered to visit the U.S. that year. But this may soon change. Last December, U.S. and Chinese officials signed a deal that aims to ease restrictions on travel to the U.S. Bruce Bomarito of the Travel Industry Association says this will mean big bucks for U.S. tourist sites.
What I would predict will happen is probably in the next 5 years, the Chinese will pass up our number one markets, which are the U.K. and Japan, and probably be the largest overseas travelers to the United States.
According to the U.S. Commerce Department, Chinese travelers spend on average $6,000 per visit to the U.S., more than residents of any other nation. The World Trade Organization predicts that by 2020, 100 million Chinese tourists will be traveling around the world. But are American tour destinations ready?
Make sure your cameras are ready, because you never know what Hollywood stars you might see on the Universal Studios backlot tour.
Take Burbank's Universal Studios, one of the country's top tourist destinations. They've just hired two Chinese translators to give studio tours in Mandarin.
Nicholas Sheridan and Marcia Cross.
On this day, translator Helen Wong stands at the front of an open-air bus, practicing her introduction of the Desperate Housewives set. The television show has become wildly popular in China. Universal's Elliot Secular is also along for the ride.
So we have new park maps for the first time that are printed in Mandarin and Chinese. A lot of the signage, our website, we have a Mandarin website now as well. That's going up. So we're going to make it as easy as possible for people to be comfortable here.
Other Southern California destinations are following suit. Disneyland recently sent salespeople to a trade show in China for the first time, and Los Angeles recently became the first city in the world to open up a tourism office in Beijing. On a recent morning here, Chinese tourists board a van that'll take them to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Tourist Yihui Min came here from Beijing. The 28-year-old wears a sun hat and a pouty expression. Miss Yi's complaint is that everything that's labeled made in the USA is really expensive. When something is affordable, she says, it's usually a product that looks cheap and is made in China. The other Chinese tourists in the van nod their heads in agreement. But as the van prepares to leave, Miss Yi shows off three Versace handbags she bought on this trip. Like many Chinese, Yi came here to buy name-brand goods, which are hard to find back home because most of them are pirated fakes. Tour operator Vincent Bao says he spends more and more of his time taking tourists shopping. There are some local destinations he should probably eliminate from the itinerary anyway. The last time he took a Chinese group to downtown L.A., for example, Bao says they got off the bus, rolled their eyes, and said it reminded them of any number of small Chinese cities. They then demanded to be taken to Rodeo Drive so they could shop. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.